Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Highlights from the Continuum Navigate event, rulings for and against the FCC around net neutrality, and EU's top court changes those cookie pop-ups. This is the Business of IT. As mentioned yesterday, Continuum's Navigate event is going on in Pittsburgh, and some quick highlights from the event. Detailed coverage comes from Channel E2E, with link in the show notes. Michael George, CEO of Continuum, apologized for some recent turbulence with Continuum's help desk services, but he explained that Continuum has spent $20 million to modernize the platform. That said, the modernization journey created some stress on the ability to do service delivery, he conceded. Much of the rest of his keynote focused on cybersecurity, the increasing sophistication of cyber attacks, and the lack of preparedness within small business staffs. George predicted that the marriage of Continuum's cloud, remote monitoring, machine learning, and business intelligence technologies will usher in the age of autonomic computing for MSPs. His key point, MSPs that hold fast to their own NOCs, SOCs, and help desks will get disrupted by autonomic platforms. Channel EDE has extensive coverage of the other keynotes and the event itself. Why do we care? It appears that many of the platform vendors are moving to cybersecurity as their core message, with SolarWinds having a similar message at their event in September, and Datto having announced new products in continuity at DattoCon. IT Nation is coming up in late October, so we can see if the trend continues for ConnectWise. With MSPs now being used as attack vectors, cybersecurity should be on everyone's mind. A U.S. appeals court ruling has upheld the FCC's canceling of net neutrality rules, but opens the door for states that consider their own regulations. As reported by the Washington Post, a federal appeals court on Tuesday ruled in favor of the Federal Communications Commission and upheld its repeal of Obama-era net neutrality protections, issuing a mixed decision that also appeared to open the door for state and local governments to try and introduce their own rules. The slate added some additional color. There's a significant silver lining in Tuesday's ruling, however. The court struck down the part of the FCC's 2017 rules that attempted to preempt state net neutrality rules. That reaffirms legislation and executive orders across the country that seek to preserve the pre-2017 status quo in which companies could not mess with websites and customers' access to the internet. Nine states, Hawaii, Montana, New York, New Jersey, Washington, Rhode Island, California, Montana, and Vermont, have passed their own net neutrality rules. Another 27 states have seen legislation proposed to protect net neutrality. Why do we care? Anyone focused on technology delivery should be watching to understand what happens, as the effect will change much of the way connectivity is delivered, as well as potential influence on privacy laws at the state level if the two become linked legislatively. While we're on the topic of privacy, Europe's top court has ruled that active consent is needed for tracking cookies. If you've traveled abroad, built a GDPR-compliant site, or interacted with European companies, you know all about those cookie acknowledgement pop-ups. Per TechCrunch, Europe's top court has ruled that pre-checked consent boxes for dropping cookies are not legally valid. Consent must be obtained prior to storing or accessing non-essential cookies, such as tracking cookies for targeted advertising. Consent cannot be implied or assumed. It's a decision that plunges websites into legal hot water in Europe if their cookie notices don't ask for consent first, as many don't, preferring not to risk their ability to track users for ad targeting. Now they could be risking a big fine under EU privacy laws if they don't obtain valid consent for tracking. Why do we care? Europe is leading the charge with privacy laws, and what we now call the ceiling may quickly become the floor when it comes to those regulations. California is coming on strong with their own, but with the interconnected nature of the world, this is likely to impact customers. Thanks for listening to The Business of IT. You can find us online at mspradio.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Write a review on Apple Podcasts if you like the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.